Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast today. Second chances in life. That's my topic. Are you a person that gives someone else a second chance? Are you punitive, and are you fixed in your mind and your thinking about punishment? Can forgiveness ever come about? Can you forgive? Can you forget? Can you give a second chance to someone? Those are difficult issues to face, and not only as an individual, as a family, as a parent, but also as a nation, as we look at the criminal population that we are responsible for and must deal with in the course of life. Here's a statistic that can just blow your mind in terms of what this issue of second chances is all about. 20 million Americans have been convicted of a felony. 20 million Americans. Now that means that those people have served some kind of a jail or prison sentence. It means that they've been on some kind of a probation or parole status. That means they've been in prison and released, and returned to the community. All these various combinations have been the result of these 20 million felony criminal events. And we as a nation have to deal with it. How do we deal with it? Well, some people give no second chance whatsoever. They never forgive. They just feel that an individual who's a felon will always be a felon. A drug addict who's a drug addict will always be a drug addict. A robber will always be a robber. A thief will always be a thief. Murderer will always be a murderer, etc., etc., etc. And that there's no chance for a second chance. Well, 80-some percent, 85% approximately of Americans have a feeling that it's important that the jails and the prisons be of a level of humanity, a level of humane, safe, comfortable, and respectful conditions. 80% expect that. We want our prisons to be humane. We want people to be treated in a humane way, even though they are in prison. We want people to be respected, even if they have committed some hideous crime. 85% of the population, approximately, you know, believe that. But yet, on the other hand, when a person is released, we are not very forgiving. We don't tend to overlook. And what we tend to do is look the other way, avoid the person, and make it hard for that individual to get back into society. You see, in many ways, we are a society of rejection. We send people away. You know, we have this phrase, the throwaway kid, the throwaway person. Somebody who has really done something inappropriate and quite offensive. We just throw them away and think that they're going to be gone, and we have no place for them in our world, our culture, our community, our homes, our society thereafter. You know, we don't have that idea of a second chance for many individuals. But you know, people who have served their purpose, served their term of prison, served their sentence, whatever it is, do they deserve a second chance? Well, we as a society basically say no. And here's how we do it. We have created a wall, a barrier for people to become reintegrated into our society, reintegrated into our communities. There are 48,000 legal restrictions that make it more difficult to find housing, get a job, go back to school and get an education. In other words, 48,000 ways we have created for a felon to re-enter our society, re-enter our community, and be successful and make it. It gets discouraging. It gets very defeating, very self-defeating. And that leads to the recidivism rate being what it is today. A high level of these individuals go back to prison because they can't make it in society. There's no place for them in society. Their community has thrown them away. Their community has been a community of rejection, not a community of forgiveness, not a community of second chances. So what about that? What about the possibility of creating a way for a felon to serve a sentence, that's to be sure, but then have an opportunity to start over again, have a second chance, and be successful in life? Somebody has said this: God created justice so he could release mercy. And I think that tells a great deal about what the issue is here. First, there's justice. Following a crime, there's justice. In other words, there's a consequence to be paid. There's something to be done in an attempt to rehabilitate that individual. We start with justice. We start with a consequence, a punishment, if you will. And then at some point, mercy comes to play. It's followed by mercy. In other words, if a person has paid his debt, has undergone the consequences, has fulfilled his duties, is he now ready for the mercy of a community, for the mercy of a family, for the mercy of the victim, for the mercy of the community in which he lives? That's really the question. Are we willing to give a second chance to those that violated someone, violated you, violated somebody in your family, violated somebody in your community, violated somebody you know, violated a friend? Are we able to give mercy? Are we able to give a second chance? Well, there are things being done today to try to face this particular issue and deal with it. The state of Indiana, for 8 years, has had before it, and has always voted it down, the idea of being able to seal a record of someone who has paid his price, been to prison, fulfilled his responsibilities, fulfilled his duties, and now returns to his community. For 8 years, there's been a bill to seal the records, and it was just recently passed after 8 attempts, after 8 years of attempting to have a bill that would allow a prisoner to apply for his record to be sealed upon his release from prison. And now they're looking at another element of it, and that is to expunge the record of someone who has paid his debt, been successful, has proven his rehabilitation, and now can have his record expunged. That was just signed into law recently in the state of Indiana. Other states are looking at this very same issue. In other words, once a person fulfills the responsibility of punishment, now that he's done his justice, if you will, can he then be rehabilitated? Can he then be allowed to be a free person by having his record sealed and his record expunged, which means as if he had never done it? You know, you can't define a person by one day in their life. You can't define a person by one event in their life. You can't define a person by one experience in their life, one bad judgment in their life, one emotional overreaction in their life, one bad influence upon them in their life. You see, people have to be defined by much more than one event. They have to be defined by a pattern of life, a pattern of behavior, both before a particular event took place as well as afterwards. We have to give an individual opportunity to prove himself, to show himself, and to rehabilitate himself, and to rejoin the community in which he lives, rejoin the community which he violated, rejoin the family that he disappointed and let down. You see, there's opportunity for us to think of ways in which we can help a person come back into the world, come back into the community, come back into society, and begin to live a contributory life. Live a life of honor and live a life of respect. At some point, we as a community have to stop being a community of rejection and become a community of second chance, a community of forgiveness, a community of rehabilitation, a community of opportunity. The Koch brothers have a very large industrial format, create a tremendous amount of business volume. They have a policy of hiring felons. They have a policy of hiring people who they feel deserve a second chance and will honor that second chance. And it's been a success story. It's been an opportunity for many felons to come back into the community, come back into the world of work, and be a contributing member of the society in which they have been living once again. So if you own a business, you may want to consider that. That's a large employment pool. And many times now, companies are beginning to look at hiring ex-felons rather than hiring illegal immigrants. You see, ex-felons often make good employees. The record shows that. Not all, but generally speaking, they tend to be good employees. If they have fulfilled their duty, if they have fulfilled their responsibility, they're ready now for that second chance. And no more being a person that's a throwaway person. A person now that becomes back into the community and back into the life of a community and becomes a contributing member to that community. We need to look at ways that churches need to look at ways to incorporate people back into their fellowship who have now fulfilled their duties with their prison sentence. Companies need to do that. Industries need to do that. Clubs, organizations need to do that. How can a person become back into a community and live a life of normalcy? Live a life of acceptance. Live a life of that is contributory to that community. We need to do our part. We need to give thought to that. We need to give more discussion to this issue. And perhaps this is a way to start, for you to give some thought to it and begin to discuss it yourself. Hey, nice to have you with me today. Thanks for joining me on the podcast. And we'll see you again. Bye for now.